came back.
First off, I want to thank everybody for being here this evening. I think we had an absolutely wonderful 2016 and looking forward to 2017. I want to start off by thanking all the department heads and our city employees, as well as Sharon and the clerk treasurer's office and her group, the city council, Board of Works, and Cheryl and Paula. As we go through this evening and I go through a lot of this stuff, you'll see that we accomplished a lot in 2016, and it's because everybody worked together as a team for the betterment of Vincennes, and that's the way things should operate. So looking back over 2016, there were a lot of things on our to-do list. Going through some of those, the first one was the Riverwalk. We completed that. That was a project that was on the books for over 20 years, and it's finally completed. I think it's something that a lot of people are enjoying. I really cannot wait till this spring when everything starts to bloom down there and everybody's down there and enjoying it. We talked about Second Niblack, and we continue to talk about Second Niblack. But obviously we know that project was delayed. We moved forward with the Kimmel Road Extension project, and it was completed actually in relatively quick time. I think that project actually started about June, maybe July, and was finished by November. So we're just looking forward to development out in that area. And I thank the RDC for moving forward with that project. Our paving. Last year, the state did the 50-50 match. We did not get our match until late. It was too late to do paving last year. But as winter progressed, we went ahead with our concrete work on our paving projects, replacing all the curb ramps and as well as a lot of sidewalks. So that continues. We had mentioned the Four Lakes Park, working with RDC. That project has started. Hopefully you'll see its completion in 2017. We also talked about with the Parks Department replacing Vaughn Trail, redoing that. That project is in the works. And looking forward to finishing that up this year. Last year, I'd also asked for $100,000 to put towards youth sports, and I'm happy to say that $50,000 of that was, they took us up on that, and those dollars are being invested in Cub League as well as girls softball. I think if you go out to those facilities, you'll see a lot of work going on. Cub League, I believe they redid the parking lot. They're looking at redoing the restrooms, and this year looking at doing scoreboards. Out of girls softball, they are working towards redoing their concession stands. As everybody knows, that area floods whenever the river's high, so they're going to redo that concession stand, hopefully to prevent it from flooding in the future. And that's what their dollars will go for. And I'm hoping that we continue to move forward with this program in the years to come, continue to appropriate the dollars towards our youth sports. We had talked about buying a fire chief's vehicle. We did get that purchased. It is in service. It is now their command vehicle for the fire department. We talked about taking bids on a new fire truck, and then we just accept or open bids for that this evening at the Board of Works, so that there's moving forward. We also discussed Station 2. That was hopefully going to be part of the bonding process that we did for the fire department, but that didn't work out that way. So that is something that we need to continue to look at for the future, finding a way to try to fund either remodeling or rebuilding a station too. We had talked about buying the engineer and the cemetery a new pickup with snow plows. Those are purchased in service, and fortunately we haven't had to plow any snow yet, so if we can buy two snow plows a year and prevent the snow, then we'll buy two snow plows. We also continued to support KCDC with $198,000 last year. And working together with them, you know, the benefit is that the whole county, the wins whenever they make, when working with them, and we need to continue to work with KCDC and make sure that we're doing our part to help fund that. We had discussed City Hall ADA. We were hoping that that project would be in the, being worked on by now, but that wasn't in the plans. So hopefully here in the near future, we'll have the plans and we can move forward with that. Looking back at last year's finances, last year we started the general fund with $934,000. We ended the year with $947,000, so we kind of increased there by $13,000, which is a good thing. Riverboat went from $446,000 to $471,000, and if you remember, we spent several dollars out of Riverboat for some of the vehicles I've talked about, some different equipment. Our TIF, we started the year with $450,000. We ended with $1.2 million, even though if you look at the finances today, you'll see it's a lot less than that because we've paid a lot of bills since then. But all in all, it was a great year for the TIF. Our CCD went from $378,000 to $398,000. And if you remember, we took $125,000 of that out for paving. So that continues to grow. Our edit, we started the year with $1.2 million, and we ended the year with $400,000. And that's because we put money towards paving, but we also had to fund the fire department $400,000 out of edit to make sure that they ended the year in the black. And we'll discuss that here in just a little bit. Looking back through the departments, start with the street department. As we all know, they've had a mild winter. We haven't really done any snow plowing. Put down very little salt. I don't know how much salt Bryce had ordered for this year, but we have to take 80% delivery on that. So even though we're full, we've got to find space to put our salt if we don't have any winter between now and April, but that's a good problem to have. I'd rather him be storing salt than plowing the snow. We did purchase a new trash truck last year, and that was purchased through the sticker funds. We discussed recycling every other week. We're still working on that to see what route we want to take, if we want to do it like every other week or twice a month, but hopefully we'll move forward with that this year. The street department worked with the Visitors and Tourism Bureau and put up the new wayfinding signs this year. And if you've seen those, they are much more attractive in the community. They're more reflective. They were a tremendous help for the Visitors Bureau getting those up. They also purchased a large mower. And the reason they purchased this large mower is because we now mow state highway property to the entrance of Vincennes on Willow Street, Hart Street, and 6th Street. And if you see that's been taken care of and mowed and looks nice, it's due in part to the street department taking care of that. Last year, road maintenance. We talked about a couple years ago, we started crack sealing. Last year, they did 40 blocks, city blocks, of crack sealing and used 11 ton of material. By doing this, they're buying us a lot of time in our paving so that our pavement doesn't fail as quick, so they're doing a tremendous job with that. This year, they're looking at buying a new paint machine to take care of painting curbs and crosswalks and things like that. We're also looking at purchasing a new street sweeper. I think that's the one they've got has served its purpose, and it's time to look at purchasing a new one. We also did the bond. They were part of the bond with the police department, and so far they've bought a pickup, and we just gave them approval to buy the one-ton truck this evening at Board of Works. But you'll see them also looking at new dump trucks and probably front-end loaders and different equipment that they need over the next 5 years for the street department to keep their equipment up to date. That's one of the things that I'm proud of the council for doing this year is doing those bonds for the street and police so that they can keep their equipment up to date, and this is one of the ways to do it. And hopefully when this pays off in 5 years, that whoever the mayor is and the council will continue to move forward with that. We are looking at implementing a large item sticker process where rather than wait for the once or twice a year when we do the large item cleanup where you haul your own to Republic, look at maybe getting a system in place that, like, if you want to throw a couch away, you'll put four stickers on it, or a chair with so many stickers. Hopefully we'll get that in place this year also. Another thing they're working on, and they have been working on already, is a greater effort in controlling weeds. They're out spraying a lot more for weeds and trying to make the city look more attractive. And they're working more on cleaning up litter. An example, last Friday, the part-time employees were out, mainly at the entrances to Vincennes, and picked up 30 bags of trash. So I'm proud of them for that, and I think it's great that they're taking care of that and making it look better when you're driving into Vincennes. Move on to the police department. Last year, they hired 4 officers to bring them back up to full staff. They secured the DNR grant for the police department. We just awarded contracts this evening to get the large windows replaced in the police department and do some tuck pointing on their masonry. Most of you probably aren't familiar, but the windows were so bad that when it's raining, it honestly looks like it's raining inside the building. It's coming in the windows that bad. So we just awarded the contracts this evening, and hopefully that'll get completed. I think it has to be completed by June, end of June. Again, secured a bond for the new vehicles. Chief's already got 15 vehicles ordered. They should be in here in a month or so. And then they go through the, get them outfitted with radios and lights and all this stuff. So again, that's a great thing that we did with the bond, so that now their equipment hopefully will stay up to date and in good shape for years to come. They also implemented the body-worn video cameras. I think all officers have those now and they are in use. Had a great national night out. Several participants even had a neighborhood watch that assisted them with that. That's a great program. Hired our first reserve officer. I think he is trained and in place working now. Next year, they look to start a tactical narcotics team investigation, and that is to basically try to locate all types of illegal drugs and also target and dismantle nuisance and drug houses, not only in Vincennes, but the surrounding area. They're going to step up their efforts in fighting drugs in our community. They're going to complete their masonry project and their windows, their 15 vehicles. They are pursuing a grant to look at the police station and make a 5, 10, and 20-year plan for maintenance on that building, so that we're not stuck with coming in with $150,000 worth of repairs. Do a plan, have it in place that it looks at it and says, like, you know, in 5 years we'll need to look at replacing the roof or whatever. Have everything in place so that we're not doing it on the fly. And they're going to complete their rookie officer training to replenish their manpower on the street, and they are doing supervisor executive leadership academy. And if you've noticed, they've also got these speed little signs out now that that are out there, and they can take your picture. Yes, they can. And so if you decide to try to vandalize it, it will take your picture, so they will know who you are. So if you're speeding, Dusty probably knows. On to the inspector's office. Last year, with the blight program, it's really been kind of tough working with that program. We run into a lot of roadblocks, whether it be that the homeowners aren't working with us, or the property's in bankruptcy, or whatever the case. That program, it's moving, but it's a slow pace. Last year, we tore down 11 homes using that program. It's helping to improve the neighborhoods. I know that the people that live in the neighborhoods where we tore these homes down are happy. So Phil continues to work with that. And we also worked through Phil's office, probably replaced about 1,000 feet of sidewalks through the 50-50 program. Next year, the hope is to tear down 15 homes with the blight program. And if you saw recently, we partnered with the county, the commissioner's sale. Used to be that whenever a home goes for a commissioner's sale, it's sold for $50 and somebody buys it. The last time this happened, they bought them and then they wanted the city to give them $3,000 a piece for those houses to tear them down. Well, the commissioners have stepped forward and decided that they would give us those properties before they go to sale. So here in 90 days, we'll take possession of 5 more homes for our blight program. So hopefully this year we'll tear down 15 more homes. Continue to work and continue to work with replacing sidewalks through the 50-50 program. Parks Department. If you remember back in January, the park board in the city deeded Kimmel Park over to Vincennes University. They are investing approximately $2 million into that park. If you haven't been out there lately, you ought to go out there and see what they're doing. There's been amazing progress made out there. I think their hopes are that project will be completed sometime late April, early May. Along with that, Our utilities are doing Levy Road, which is a road that goes from Kimmel Park to the memorial. Its purpose is for utility equipment to get down to serve the pump stations and stuff along the levee, but we'll make that connection between Kimmel Park and the memorial. Parks Department also had several events working with multiple agencies and clubs and churches last year, such as the Valentine's Dance, Easter Egg Hunt, Military Appreciation Day at Rainbow Beach. There are several more here I could list, but they continue to work with all these and offer programs to our Parks Department. They worked with RDC on the Four Lakes Park. RDC committed $325,000 toward that project. Even though it's not completed, hopefully this year everything will be completed. I shouldn't say hopefully, it will be completed this year. Vaughn Walking Trail discussed that from last year's work. We did get the pavement down this spring. We hope to finish with the rubberized surface that'll go down on that walking trail. And hopefully we'll get 25 years out of this trail. And Rainbow Beach, last year they saw 30,000 people come through the gates last year to swim at Rainbow Beach. So obviously everybody's enjoying that, and that attracts people from all over, bring them to Vincennes. They also, thanks to Dr. Neil Swigert and Dwayne Cohen, they revived the Horseshoe Club. I think every Tuesday night there's probably 40 individuals that go out there and play horseshoes. And with that, Jones and Son has donated concrete, and Eli McCormick has donated groundwork where they've redone those the horseshoe pits and made it a lot better for that group to start playing horseshoes every week. And the Parks Department also took on Tri-Knox County. Last year was their first year, and we want to thank Karen Lane and our committee for making it successful. There were over 150 participants last year, so commend the Parks Department for stepping up and taking over the try. This year, the Parks Department is looking to finish Four Lakes Park. So far out there, the work that's been done is redoing the parking lot there at Hillfield, redoing the parking lot at Four Lakes, redoing the basketball court and the tennis courts. The tennis courts, we hope to put back one tennis court and then maybe a couple pickleball courts in out there for the public to enjoy. But also this year we'll get the shelter house redone, as well as the splash pad put in out there. So look forward to all the improvements out there in that park. They are also finishing up a five-year plan, parks plan. With that, March 15th, 6:30 in this room right here at City Hall. It's an opportunity for the public to speak, to say what they would like to see in our parks and what direction they think we need to be taking. So I encourage everybody to attend that on March 15th, 6:30. They're also applying for DNR grants and hopefully get some dollars to invest in the closed shelter house as well as the band shell. Those are starting to get in really bad shape. Hopefully we'll get some grant dollars and can invest in those and bring them back to what they used to be. And then this past summer, we had an intern, Allie Bobe, who came to the office, spent her summer here writing grants, and basically wrote grants for the Parks Department, and wrote a grant for fitness equipment, which so far we have received $15,000 towards that of fitness equipment. Allie and Steve are out doing programs trying to raise more dollars for that equipment, but all that equipment would be placed at Leicester Square, and we're looking forward to that. Fire Department last year implemented Project Lifesaver. They've trained their personnel on DOSE, which is direct on-scene education, and that's basically dealing with SIDS deaths. So far this year, they've been in contact with five families, and when I say in contact with five families about the DOSE project, it's because they went to these homes for some other reason, whether it be a CO check or somebody was sick or something and noticed that there was an infant, and then it provided them the training on how they need to have things set up for a baby so that they don't have a SIDS death. And they are also, they've been asked by State Coordinator Kelly Cunningham to assist with training around the state, as well as giving testimony and talking to other departments about how they implemented their program. They also started on the journey of raising dollars for rescue boats, and they did achieve that goal. They have two boats, and the The guys are now training on the boats and getting ready for an event that they need to do rescue, either in the river or in the local lake or something. So I know they put a lot of work into that, raising those dollars. It was all donations, so I'm proud of the guys for getting the money to get those boats in place. They've also applied for AFG grants for mobile computing capabilities in their apparatus. This will put computers and things in their trucks that will work with the county's CAD system. As well as on that grant, it includes wellness and fitness for the men. So, and hopefully we'll know in a couple months if that grant comes through. In 2017, they're going to work with their bond issue. I just mentioned that we opened bids for a fire truck this evening. And they've since then bought a new battalion truck, getting it ready to be put in service. And they've purchased all new portable radios for the firefighters. These are updated, the most up-to-date portables they can get. It's more safety if you see the one that Chief Pinkstaff has on. It's fluorescent green. It's all about safety and for the men, and there's a lot of features with that that makes their job a little safer. Engineers Department. In 2016, we had obtained the $1.6 million Community Crossings Grant, which is our paving project, and that continues to progress. Like I said, we've been doing the curb ramps. If you've probably seen them all done on 7th Street. Now they're going to work down Main Street towards 22nd. They still have Wabash and Upper 11th that I can think of off the top of my head, but hopefully our paving will start as soon as we're sure that the weather is going to stay nice. So, and then you'll see all of our paving projects completed for this year. And with that, with the way the state's doing their dollars now, last year we got the community crossing dollars. It was too late to do our paving. So do the concrete work in the winter. Paving will be in the spring. So now we'll probably be, every year our paving will be springtime rather than fall. Engineer's office worked on the $2.1 million Kimmel Road extension with the roundabout and got that completed in a very timely manner. And spent his time working with the $1.1 million Riverwalk project that was completed. Also awarded the $1.4 million second Niblack project, which I'm told will start March 13th. That was a project that was actually supposed to start last October, but this was a new contractor, and with NDOT they had to go through the vetting process, and it took a little bit longer, and then we got into some utility issues. So hopefully everything's completed there, and March 13th that project will start. Once it starts, that intersection will be closed until probably late winter this year. They're still saying that they'll be on time with the finishing up this year. And we also awarded a design contract for the Main Street Phase 1 project, and the Main Street Phase 1 project is the project that goes from 22nd Street out to the high school, and that's been broke down into three phases. And we did award the Phase 1. Next year, look forward to, or this year I should say, applying for the 2017 Community Crossing Grant. And look to award a design contract for this Phase 2 of Main Street, which is actually an NDOT project. That's a 2020 project that will be done through NDOT, and that goes from basically Jamestown Apartments out past Severs Road and cleans up that intersection and makes a lot safer. And then we're also looking at a new process in our asphalt. There's a new process where you can get fiber and add it to your asphalt before you lay it, and supposedly we'll take a good look at this. I think he said it was going to be about $10 per ton of asphalt, but it looks like it may increase the life of a road by 65%. So we're looking at another way of trying to improve our paving and keep the roads in better shape for a longer period of time. Animal shelter. In 2016, they replaced 22 kennels. They secured a $70,000 grant from PetSmart for hopefully the expansion of the animal shelter. Along with that $70,000, they took in $46,000 additional dollars in donations that they've collected. Again, they keep working towards the addition to their building. They continue to work with Rescue Wagon. Last year, they took in 917 animals. Today, they have 27 dogs and 10 cats out of that 907. And that's through adoptions, rescue, return to owner, things like that. They also spayed and neutered 600-plus animals last year. And because of that, we have seen a 15% decrease from 2015 in the intake of animals. They continue to do a great job out there with everything they're doing, especially the spay and neuter. If we can reduce the pet population in Vincennes, we all benefit. They also participated in the Veterans Vocational Rehab Program. In 2017, they're going to continue to work towards their expansion of the shelter. They thought they could get this done for $100,000, and she's basically raised about $100,000 for this project, but the bids keep coming in well above that, so she's going to continue to try to raise dollars towards that and maybe work on redesigning what their addition is going to be so maybe we can get the price down a little bit. And they're going to try to start on a new dog inmate program and continue to work with the dog rescue. Cemetery. Last year we had 216 burials. They did a lot of repairs on the Tower 1 mausoleum. And last year they had to remove 20 trees from the cemetery. And if you remember back in 2012, when we talk about removing trees, there was a drought, and they said in 5 or so years you're going to see a lot of trees die, and that's when you're going to start losing them. Well, it looks like it took about 4 years. So last year they had to remove 20 trees. And moving to this year, they're going to continue to take trees down, but they are putting a plan in place to put ornamental trees in their place, so we don't lose all the trees in the graveyard. They're also going to continue to work on with the mausoleum one. They've got to fix the bell tower, and they are working towards a butterfly walk memorial project. That project has to do with the group of the butterfly walk. That this has to do with premature deaths and a burial area for those infants. So they're working toward. Next is the city attorney. I guess he's kept us out of trouble in 2017. He'll continue to keep us out of trouble. Right. You know, I always say that a lot of things happen because everybody's working together, and that is absolutely true. You know, we've got the council, the utilities, the RDC, the UEA, KCDC, NVIN, VU, GSH. Everybody's working together. It seems like everybody's working on the same page. We're on the same bus, headed the same direction. It's really making things happen in Vincennes. Some examples of utilities that continue to work on a levy. They work with RDC and the city council on levy projects. Unfortunately, we had to increase water and sewer rates, but because of that, we were getting a new water plant, and there are sewer plant upgrades going on. RDC finished the Kimmel Road extension. They're working on the Main Street project. Again, that's from 22nd out to the high school, 3 phases. Phase 1's already been worked on. Phase 2, hopefully, will start this year. And then when those are completed, Phase 3, it'll be started. They're working on a parking lot at 6th and Main. So they're doing a lot to make Vincennes progress. And I truly think that throughout the state, there are problems with TIF districts. But I think you can look at Vincennes and see that our RDC is an example to follow because they really do a great job and get things completed. Our UEA continues to invest in our downtown. They help a lot of businesses and stuff with different dollars to enhance their buildings, and they continue to work with that. KCDC. Last year, they looked at regional cities, was partnering in regional cities. I think, again, this year, we'll look at regional cities. But also, with our investment dollars, they're doing a CEO program. That's all to make our community, our county better. And we continue to look forward to working with them. NVIN, working with them, we did the downtown revitalization plan this year. Actually, just had a meeting this morning on the facade grant, getting ready for that. They've acquired a new moon in the Pantheon. We received a grant to put a new roof on the Pantheon. So we continue to work with them on improving the downtown area. BU, again, they're doing the Kimmel Park project. I'm excited. I can't wait to see how that turns out. Again, hopefully by May, that project should be completed. And Good Samaritan Hospital, I know that they're finishing up their Beacon project, and when you talk about all these groups, the hospital VU, it's all part of quality of life. Having our hospital here that we've got is amazing and outstanding. There are a lot of communities that would absolutely love to have Good Samaritan Hospital in their area. Looking ahead at 2017, a couple of things. Looking at the budget, we are going to move the sanitation budget from general fund to sticker fund. The sticker funds were put into place back in the 90s, and the idea was to fund the sanitation department. It's time to get all that moved over to the sticker funds and actually fund that department from those stickers. Again, we're looking at updating the stickers to a large item, hopefully bringing in some more dollars. But right now, we feel that sanitation department can be properly funded through the sticker fund. Fire department, I talked about having to give them $400,000 out of edit to get them in the black. You know, that's a problem that continues. There's several things that play a part into that. It's because they're limited on their growth. It's because of tax caps. This problem will not go away. This is something that we're going to have to look at or continue to fund the way we are, and the day is going to come when we can't fund it like that. So we're going to have to start looking at different avenues, whether it be public safety LOIT, explore this, just to see how that plays into everything with the property tax relief. But that's something we've got to look at, because we cannot continue to be hundreds of thousands of dollars in the red at the end of the year with the fire. And I can tell you, there is no place to cut in that budget. The only way you're going to cut that is if you start cutting manpower. And we've cut manpower to 38. I think it was 41 when I took office, and we're down to 38. So we have to take a serious look at how we're going to continue to fund that department. We're going to continue to work towards the ADA here at City Hall, bringing this building up to ADA. But we're also looking at phone system upgrades, and eventually this will affect all departments. Right now, if you call City Hall and you need the street department, if we can't answer your question, we have to give them the phone number and have that person call them. We're going to get a phone system in place that we can transfer from department to department. Police department's already got that system in place. This year, we're looking to add it to City Hall and to the street department, as well as the fire department, and then move forward from there with the other department. Again, second NIBLAC project, March 13th. It seems like for the last 3 or 4 months, I've said in a couple weeks. Well, city engineer told me tonight that March 13th was the date, and we're going to hold him to it. On our paving, I mentioned last year we ended up with $1.6 million for paving. We're going to get a lot of paving out of that. This year, the state is looking at 80-20 as far as the grant goes. But to get to that, they're also looking at adding a 10-cent gas tax. Myself personally, I think that's the fairest way to fund road projects, is through a gas tax. If you're buying gas and driving on the roads, you're paying your fair share. If you're not driving your car, you're not buying the gas. So, but if they do that with a 10-cent increase, and the program works like it did before, I don't know that it will, but if it does, our $800,000 that we invested last year and turned into $1.6 million would be $4 million. We can get a whole lot of paving done with that, and I hope if this happens that we can also take around $500,000 of that and just go around town and replace sidewalks that need replaced. So we're hoping that good things come about with our with the paving community crossings grant this year. Again, we work towards Main Street from 22nd Street out to the high school. We're going to finish the Four Lakes Park project. I'm again asking for the youth sports dollars again this year. We move forward with our bonds with the 15 police cars, with a fire truck. We need to make sure that we continue to do our fair share with KCDC and contribute the $198,000. this year to make sure that they continue to progress and make this county better, because we all benefit from it, from Edit or Howard, or so it's to our benefit to continue to help fund them. I'm also looking at starting a youth council this year. I've already met with the both high school principals and superintendent from the Vincennes schools. That program will consist of about 15 high school students between freshman and senior years, and they will be set up as a council similar to this. They'll have a president and vice president, and they'll have their different groups like you guys have. But the hope is to get them involved in city government and let them get involved with our projects, our parks projects, our downtown projects. Let them see how city government works, but also let them have a say in what we're doing, because hopefully Vincennes is their future. They're going to stay here, and maybe we'll produce some council members or mayors out of these. So I look forward to getting that program started. We're also going to start a program called Fitness Fridays. It's a community project where on Friday, late afternoon, early evening, we'll do some kind of fitness activity downtown or Leicester Square at the new exercise equipment or something along those lines. It could be a walk. It could be a bike ride. It might be walking to visit the historic site or cooking demonstrations or something to work towards a healthier community. So we will be starting those this year. We're going to look at stellar communities, and I can tell you we've already had a meeting on this. A group has met. I think a couple council members were invited, as well as county officials, Knox County Development Corporation, NVIN, UEA. Everybody is coming together to see about applying for stellar communities, and hopefully if you here in the last few days, you saw that Andy Mizak did not get his project with the where the grain elevator is now. Hopefully that project now could be put into Stellar as the housing portion of Stellar and moving forward with that. Also with Stellar, we will be looking at, I mentioned that we invited the county to this, expanding our river walk. It maybe expand it through the city that it goes all the way through like the cemetery, through the rendezvous grounds, the military museum, cemetery, but also heads out and goes through out towards Wabash Trails Park on the county side. So we're going to look at this, and hopefully a lot of good things can come from it. We're going to start that. We've actually started that process Thursday. I think we've got a meeting in Indianapolis on Stellar Community. And we're also looking at downtown, a co-working space. All these same groups have been working together. We've all been meeting, talking about co-working space and turning that, the Pantheon into that co-working space. Trying to find a way to fund that. It actually looks like it could be close to $2 million to turn that into co-working space. But I think that's something the community needs to do and to work towards. And we've got everybody's getting on board, from the city to the county to the RDC, the KCDC, UEA, Chamber, everybody's coming together to make sure that hopefully this will happen, and that will be an absolute plus for our community. And then last, I just want to say that we have a lot of local investment going on right now. There is a whole lot going on downtown. You're seeing a lot of work out around the roundabout. You're seeing work done on North 6th Street. Downtown, where we did the Riverfront Development District, which we can get liquor license to attract nice restaurants downtown. But along with that, we need to make sure that we think about local. This past holiday season, we put out a few signs, shop local. We still have those signs available for any business or anybody that would like to have one. But we just need to remember that when we shop local, our dollars stay here in Vincennes, and it helps the whole community, from our private investors to even the bigger stores. If we don't support what we've got here, then you're going to see us start to lose things. So we need to make sure that we shop local, dine local. We need to do local and be local. So with all this that's progressing in Vincennes, all of our job to make sure that we continue to work together and make things happen. With that, I just want to say thank you for being here this evening.